Priority 2. Safeguarding the vulnerable. You said protect vulnerable people and victims of crime. Everyone deserves to live safely, free from harm and abuse, regardless of their age, ethnicity, disability, health, gender, sexual orientation, gender reassignment, religion and belief, marriage and civil partnership, and pregnancy and maternity. The most vulnerable people in society are particularly at risk of becoming victims of crime and antisocial behaviour. Safeguarding vulnerable people is a complex area and requires a multi-agency approach. I will work with partner organisations through the Public Service Board to safeguard children and young people, families and vulnerable adults, focusing on prevention and early intervention initiatives. I welcome the opportunity to work with key stakeholders and the Chief Constable to identify those who are at risk of victimisation or repeated victimisation and those who are at risk of offending through better information sharing between agencies. Encourage the reporting of hate crime and hate incidents and work with organisations that deliver support services for victims of hate crime. Increase awareness of fraud and cyber crimes amongst the younger generation and the older people, including how to protect themselves from becoming a victim, and enhance the skills and experience of police officers and staff so they can identify and deal with the vulnerability appropriately. Now, did you know, in an average week in the 2016, David Powys Police recorded 90 domestic abuse incidents. David Powys Police has experienced an increase in the level of recorded domestic abuse incidents and violent crime in recent years. I want to improve the response to domestic abuse and gender-based violence, including physical, sexual and psychological violence, and I will work with partners to commission victim support services that offer emotional and practical help to victims of domestic and sexual abuse to help them cope and recover from their experience and to support them to achieve the best possible outcome through the criminal justice system. Continue to invest in services that support, reduce the risk and improve the safety of those experiencing domestic abuse. Understand the nature and scale of domestic abuse within different communities and age groups, including a focus on safeguarding older people from domestic abuse. And explore prevention programs for perpetrators of domestic abuse to help them to change their attitudes and behaviour to develop positive, non-abusive relationships. Now, did you know that 13% of people in Wales over the age of 16 report that they are being treated for mental illness? Perception about crime and the fear of crime can significantly impact on a person's behaviour and their mental health, making them even more vulnerable to becoming victims of crime. To support both victim and offenders with their mental health, I will work with partners to improve our understanding of the demands associated with mental ill health and to develop a more cohesive response to mental ill health related incidents. Advocate a reasonable and proportionate response by frontline staff when dealing with people experiencing mental ill health. Engage and work with people with lived experiences of mental ill health to improve our understanding of the issues they face, and support the Chief Constable to ensure that people suffering from mental ill health are treated in a health facility and not detained in custody. And did you know the Chief Constable of David Powys Police is the policing lead for mental health across both England and Wales? A number of high-profile cases of sexual abuse and children's sexual exploitation in recent years have led to a significant rise in the number of reported sexual offences, both nationally and locally. My priorities are to explore options for multi-agency initiatives to prevent and protect young people from exploitation and abuse, with a focus on early intervention initiatives to limit the damage caused by adverse childhood experiences. Improve the response to those at risk of child sexual exploitation through the identification and targeting of perpetrators, and continue to commission services to support children and young people who have been reported as missing, improving their understanding of the risk of being missing and the possible motivation of others involved. You said, educate children to avoid them becoming a victim and a perpetrator of crime. I am passionate about building a strong relation with young people. I want to better understand the risk factors that lead young people to crime and disorder and help them to make positive choices in life. During 2017, I intend to work with key partners to focus and target prevention programs that reduce the risk of young people offending or becoming a victim of crime. Make funds available to support youth diversionary projects that engage and support young people to take part in community activities. Reduce the number of young people entering the criminal justice system. Better understand offender and victim profiles and those young people at risk within our communities. Ensure that children are not unnecessarily detained in police custody. Develop opportunities for young people to get involved and have their say about policing and crime in the communities they live in. And enable young people to influence and challenge decision-making.